Continental Tires, AFL Trade Radio. The Early Trade for Tyre Power, Australia's biggest independent tyre retailer, keeping you safe on the roads. And for Bunnings, find out how Bunnings Trade can help your business at bunnings.com.au/trade.
Yeah, good morning and thanks for your company. If you've missed any of the first hour, you can catch up on the podcast. It is Continental Tyres AFL Trade Radio. When you need tyres, ask for Continental, continental-tyres.com.au. Joining us this morning is a man who's been making some nice moves in this trade period already. Adelaide's General Manager, List Management and Strategy, Justin Reid. Reedy, thanks for your time.
Kane, Matthew, how are you, boys?
We're very well. You are busy, and I want to start with Jordan Dawson because it's a magnificent result. We've chatted about it a little bit already this morning. But Reedy, what's he worth, and what is the club willing to give to get him to the Swans?
Yeah, good question, Kane. Oh, look, we'll have some chats with Sydney and work through that over the next fortnight, and obviously we'll work through what's fair and reasonable. And as you said, trade period doesn't start till Monday, so I guess we'll start those conversations more next week.
So how much communication have you had with the Swans, and have they sort of named their price?
Not necessarily. We've certainly had preliminary conversations with Sydney. Kinnear Beaton and myself have had those chats, but they're obviously working on certain things themselves at the moment as well, so we'll pick up those conversations again early next week.
Have you inquired about the other South Australian midfielder, Dylan Stevens, as well? And is there any interest in trying to lure him back to South Australia?
No, my understanding, Dylan's re-signed at the Sydney Swans. So, certainly the focus is on Geordie and bringing Geordie to the Adelaide Football Club.
Congratulations with that Reedy. Jordan Dawson, so in your pitch, obviously you sold to him when he actually said, "I want to come to the Adelaide Crows." Can you fill in there your listeners and the Crows members, I suppose, the reasons why he selected the Adelaide Crows?
Yeah, Matty, I think that's probably a question for Geordie. As I said, the focus for us is obviously looking to get the deal done and working through that with Sydney, but obviously getting that phone call a week or two ago now was certainly a great phone call to get, for not just for the football club but for the members. And you know, Nixie and the players and the coaches are, you know, laying some strong foundations. So, you know, we're really keen, Geordie, to be part of that going forward.
And what role do you see him playing? Like, do you see him as an attacking halfback, a wingman, a bit of both? What role do you see him playing at the Crows?
Yeah, Matty, he's certainly got some flexibility, Geordie. He's played numerous roles. We've kept an eye on him, certainly, since being drafted in 2015. But we think centre forward, you know, using his kick inside 50, so up through the wing, halfback, mid. As you said, it's about getting into the club and building relationships and some cohesion. So, as I said, we've got a bit of work to do over the next fortnight, but he'll certainly add to the group for sure.
You've been so active in recontracting a whole heap of your players. I'm not sure the exact number, Reedy, you'd know, but there's been a lot of them. So does that hamstring you a little bit by design, that Jordan Dawson may be just the number one priority and it may be a little bit quiet throughout the other movement through trade period?
With regards to ourselves, yeah. So certainly Geordie's the focus for ourselves. We're going to stick true to our strategy. We made some hard decisions midway through 2019 and with Nixie coming on board at the end of that season. You know, so we're probably 39 games into our rebuild, really, when you look at the last 2 years. So we'll focus on the draft again. So, yeah, the focus on Geordie and then obviously going to the draft. So that will be our focus over the next, you know, 6 to 8 weeks.
Where do you see the needs of your list? Where are the holes that need to be plugged?
Certainly needs some high-end talent, Kane, so we'll keep adding talent. But I guess from our point of view, Nixie's probably gone on record. If we can add some, you know, speed and power to the list, whether it's through the midfield or forward of the ball, we'll certainly want to keep adding that to the list. So we're pretty well balanced. Again, it's about exposing the list. We certainly did that with, I think, 9 debutants this year, getting some games into the list, and then obviously a bit of cohesion. So, as you said, I think as, you know, 2022 and 23 unfolds, we'll get a clearer picture on, I guess, where those certain needs are.
When you say speed and power, there's a South Australian, Jason Horne-Francis, who has exactly that. Have you approached North Melbourne about trying to get their number one pick?
Oh, look, we've had conversations with every club, Kane, but certainly North Melbourne. I think we saw what Jason did last Friday night in that prelim for the Panthers, which... being an old Panther, Kane, I was a bit flat with them going down to your bays. But Look, he's a quality individual, and I wouldn't have thought North Melbourne are moving too much on their pick one.
Just on that then for us, Reedy, where does Jason sit in relation to Dacos? Yeah, was it an open draft? Would it be touch and go for those two being seen as the number one draft pick?
Yeah, Lordy, I think you'd probably, you know, Dacos, Horn, Darcy, those three at the top end, real quality individuals. I guess the hard thing from a Victorian's perspective is they missed half the season, so Jason's been able to get two full seasons in. So depending on the club, depending on the needs, yeah, they're all quality young footballers, that's for sure.
Where is Matthew Crouch sitting with you in the Adelaide Crows? So is he committed to Adelaide and are you committed to him? Or are you open to looking at that and a potential trade for Matthew this off-season?
No, we're certainly committed to Crouchy. So obviously it took a while just to work through his contract, but he's in our leadership group. He's highly invested in Adelaide and the playing group. And, you know, he's been on the text message with regards to Geordie Dawson or other things that we're looking to do through the draft with Hamish Ogilvie. So he's highly invested. So now Matt's part of our plans going forward.
Justin Reid is the list manager of the Adelaide Football Club. He joins us this morning on Trade Radio. Reid, you've made some brutal calls, no doubt about that. Daniel Taylor is one of those. Tom Lynch is the other. How difficult was that?
Always difficult, Kane. I think they've been champions of the football club and having those conversations are never easy. But at the same time, I guess we've got to have a whole club holistic view. And he said, they're the hardest decisions, I guess, as a list manager and as a senior coach to have those conversations with experienced players. But we've been really honest and upfront with them. And I think that's all you can ask is to be upfront and honest, you know, and we wish them all the best. You know, Tom going to North Melbourne, and I'm not sure what will happen with Daniel yet, but they're always welcome back at the LA Football Club and they'll be part of the fabric for a long time.
Is there a risk, Reedy, that you can cut too deep and expose young players? I mean, you still need to get that balance right between experience supporting the young players and still have that selection integrity. Is that something that crossed your mind or not?
100%, Kane. I think that's, you know, crossed our mind over the last couple of seasons when we've made these tough decisions. So, look, we're mindful of you still need that experience around a young core group, a young group trying to get them through 22 weeks of the year. It's going to ebb and flow. There's going to be inconsistencies. So we certainly had a focus, especially with our recontracting, you know, from this time last year, you know, that 25 to 30-year-old group of players, Smith, Laird, Keys, the likes of that, you know, recontracting them and making sure that we've got them to have the experience around the youth that we're bringing through.
Fisher Mackesy and his development, Reedy, high draft pick, top 10 from memory a couple of years ago, played 10 games in his first year, didn't feature at all this year, and some others went past him, including Jordan Butts. There was some talk about, you know, potentially a move home. He recommitted to the footy club. Is his development on track, and is he a forward or is he a defender?
It's interesting, Cam. He certainly played a lot more back line at the start of the season, and we flipped him forward late in the year. Speaking of Fish, he doesn't mind where he plays. We know at some stage we're going to have to settle him, and he knows that as well. But he certainly showed some really positive signs late in the year forward of the ball. We all know, you know, seasons are built from your off-season. And unfortunately, last year, Fish probably didn't have the greatest off-season through various reasons, and he had a few niggles. But the beauty about Fish, he's always been invested in wanting to be at the Adelaide Footy Club. He gets down and works hard. He doesn't complain and gets on with the job. So it didn't quite go to plan for Fish, but I think it's a huge learning curve for him. And I already know he's back in the gym and running at the moment. So he's certainly got a big off-season ahead of him, that's for sure.
Speaking of big off-seasons, Tex Walker's one that's, you know, it's obviously a disappointing way to end the season for Tex, Justin. But is there any way he doesn't play at Adelaide Crows next year?
No, I don't think so, Matt. I mean, it certainly wasn't the greatest ending and something that we need to work through as a club and something we'll continue to support, not just Tex, but, you know, the whole playing group and the wider community. And I know that's something that, you know, Tex is really focused in on, and he's someone that I check in on a fortnightly basis, and mate, he'll be playing at the LA Football Club next year, and he's determined to, you know, get inside the four walls and, you know, go about his business. So he's about improving, and so are we as a football club where we sit at the moment. So there's plenty of work to be done.
How's he spending his off-season, Reedy? Like, is he just in Adelaide training? Can you give us and Crows fans any indication of that?
Yeah, I think like most guys, Kane, they probably have a couple of weeks off and then they're straight back into the gym and straight back into training. And where we're fortunate, which is, I guess, unfortunate, you know, with the borders being shut, is being a young group, a lot of our guys have either holidayed together to Western Australia or up in Brisbane, and a lot of them are now back in Adelaide and they're spending a lot of time training together. So, you know, for a young group to spend that time together and build that connection and relationship, it's COVID's been challenging, but at the same time, it creates opportunity.
What's the interest in Isaac Rankin and Jack Lukosius? You'd be negligent if you hadn't probably already asked the question of their management.
We always keep an eye on all South Australian talent, Kane. So, look, they're contracted. They'll see out that contract and how things play out over the next 12 to 18 months. Time will tell, but we're certainly always having conversation with various managers about players and how we can try and make our list stronger.
Is a few texts coming through just asking you the question about Aaron Francis from the Essendon Footy Club. I understand you're respectful of contracted players, but is he someone that you'd be interested in trying to get home?
Again, yeah, look, we're respectful of contracted players. The focus and sole focus for us is obviously Geordie Dawson and working through the trade period. And then obviously with a bit of a draft focus as well. So, look, you'd always have an open mind going into trade period that where there are some opportunities. But at the same time, we're going to be stick to our strategy and be really clear on what we're trying to do with regards to our rebuild.
Did any clubs inquire about Darcy Fogarty? Once again, he's recommitted to the footy club, but we haven't seen the best of him. I think that's absolutely a fact with Darcy. Did anyone show interest in him to try and get him out of the Adelaide Footy Club?
No questions that have come to myself, Kane, but with regards to Darcy, I think it's just taking some time. And again, he did a huge amount of work in the off-season last year, and I think the foundations he's laid over the last 12 months on and off the field, he goes about that again and takes it to another level in this off-season. We'll get some consistency and that performance that we're looking for with Darcy. So we've got huge faith in Darcy, and he's a real loyal type of guy. So, you know, we're looking forward to seeing what he can deliver into the future.
Justin, when you have an early pick like you do around that four mark or maybe six after Darcy and Dacos, do you take the best possible available player at all times, or do you look to fill a need for your football club in positional type?
Yeah, Matty, we've always been that we'll go best talent, certainly that high in the draft. So we'll go who we think's best talent. And then obviously, as it gets back later into the draft, depending where your picks sit, you might go a bit more need basis after pick 20, but certainly we'll go best talent who we think at that pick. So Hamish and the team are certainly working through that at the moment.
You were heavily influenced by the South Australian recruits last year, Reedy. I'm not sure whether that was by design with some players you've lost in the past, but do you hesitate to pick players from interstate?
No, Cam. We'll back in our environment, and it's a national draft for a reason. It wasn't by design. It just fell that way, the way the cards fell last year. So, look, no, we won't hesitate to pick anyone from anywhere because we'll back in our environment and Nixie and the team to keep them around and obviously build what we're building.
What's the balance with giving players a long-term deal these days, Reedy? I can't stand them. I understand that, you know, players have a fair amount of power when it comes to this, but what's your philosophy on long-term deals?
Oh, look, Kane, there's certainly more risk that sits on the club side with long-term deals. Obviously, we've done some five-year deals, you know, over the last, you know, I've been there 7 years now at the Adelaide Football Club, so... But ideally, it's not something, you know, you entertain too often. But obviously, you still have to have an open mind, given that the marketplace sometimes determines what you can and can't do. But in saying that, if we really strongly believe, you know, where we sit as a football club, not just for the individual, then we'll stick to our guns as well. And I think you've seen that, you know, over the last few years, that some players have requested certain things. And as a football club and as list management, we've been firm on what we believe and we're not going to compromise the whole list just for the individual. So certainly a squad mentality.
A couple of texts coming through from the Crows fans. Is Ben Davis a required player, Reedy?
Look, Ben's, we've had good conversation with him. At the moment, things are just on hold until we get through the trade period. So he did everything right towards the end of the year and we got him back behind the ball. So he's giving himself every chance, but those conversations will be had more once we get through the trade period.
And Trent Dumont, now you can speak about him because he doesn't have a contract yet at North Melbourne. Is he a player you're interested in?
Look, we're aware certainly Trent's out of contract. And I think he's an unrestricted free agent. So, again, I think those conversations or understanding where that sits is probably more post the trade period.
How do you view this trade period, Justin? Do you see it being a quiet one, or you can never predict where it can go? You know, obviously we've had players bob up, you know, Dunkley and last year Treloar, and players, Lachie Neal came from nowhere 1 year. Do you see with salary caps being tight and all those sorts of things, it being a quiet trade period, or you just never know what can happen?
You never know, Matty, but in saying that, if you with the conversations that were being had with the cap decrease this year of 9% and that money being pushed into 2022 list sizes, there's still a ripple effect from last year list sizes where you can reduce them to 36 and the unknown of the CBA going forward. Clubs are probably a little bit hesitant and they're certainly tight with regards to the salary cap and list spots. So at the moment, it seems a little bit quieter than usual. I mean, I think we might have five names on our board that may impact certain draft picks inside the top 30. But in saying that, we're open-minded that something can change very quickly. So nothing ever surprises me, Matty. Now, I've been in this game over 20 years, so you've always got to have an open mind, but it certainly does feel that it's going to be a bit quieter than usual.
Reedy, what did you learn out of Melbourne winning the Premiership from a list management space?
Oh, look, Kane, they certainly, when you look at their, and they've done over a period of time, I think 7 or 8 years, certainly that high-end talent rose to the top on grand final day. So obviously been able to bring that talent in, but what it does, it takes time. So look, we went from 3 to 7 wins, and it's not just that linear, you know, transition where you're going to then go from, say, 7 wins to 12. You're going to have your ups and downs, but it's about building a core group of players and building that cohesion. And then as we saw, a lot of it started in the midfield around that contested ball. And obviously, you know, hopefully a lot of our supporters can see that's something we really pride ourselves on and what we focus on, that, you know, what we're trying to build now from a foundation point of view is going to stand up come finals time. So, yeah, look, it's about exposing the list, building the list, but then at the right time, look at what acquisitions you can make to, I guess, add to, you know, the drafting process that we're working through at the moment. So they're hard to get to. We got to one in 2017, and it's really, really hard to get to. People don't understand how much work goes into getting there, let alone winning one. So now I'm taking my hat off to Melbourne, and after 57 years, they deserve it.
And just finally for me, I think you were hiring in your recruiting department, Reedy, alongside yourself and Hamish Ogilvie. Has that position been filled?
It hasn't been yet, Kane. Yeah, so Steve McChrystal, who's actually been with the club since Robert Shaw day, so he's been a long servant at the Adelaide Footy Club, and so he's retiring. So we've gone to market just in regards to the role itself, but that's something we'll go through more of a formal process post the trade period. So we just went to market a little bit earlier just to see what interest was out there, but that's something Hamish and I and the club will work through once we get through the trade period itself.
Good on you, mate. A lot of positivity around your footy club with the moves that you're making. Darren Burgess coming in, Jordan Dawson choosing the Adelaide Football Club. Good luck over the next couple of weeks, and we really appreciate your update this morning.
Cheers. Thanks, Kane. Thanks, Lordy.